you're going to feel just a little pinch.
Try not to flex your muscle once you're done.
A 12-year-old girl is getting her HPV shot. Health officials say not enough children are getting this shot to protect them from the human papillomavirus. To push those numbers up, the government has invested lots of dollars in vaccine education campaigns and public service announcements like this one.
Oral and throat cancers are on the rise, and HPV infection is the reason. HPV is the same virus that causes cervical cancer. That's why vaccination is recommended for both boys and girls.
A new study from the University of Pennsylvania questions if improving knowledge among parents and kids works to improve vaccination rates, or maybe it's doctors that need a bit more education and training. Tanya English reports.
HPV infection is spread during sex and most often picked up by young people in their teens and 20s. It's the virus that causes genital warts and can lead later in life to cervical cancer in women and throat cancers in men. The vaccine is a cancer prevention tool, and that's why so many public health people think it's important. Behavior scientist Jessica Fishman studies why people make healthy choices. She says in public health, the thinking goes like this. If people have the right information, they'll take the right steps.
There's been a lot of emphasis on if only they knew, then, right?
The University of Pennsylvania team surveyed low-income girls and their parents in Philadelphia to find out what those families know about the virus and the vaccine. The researchers wondered, does having better HPV information mean you're more likely to get the shots?
It didn't really make a difference if you had the knowledge or not.
That finding, Fishman says, is a break from what people in public health have believed for a very long time. Colleagues warned her, don't waste your time.
There's sometimes a surprising amount of politics and science. So there are people who have argued for a long time that knowledge must be the key. We find something that doesn't support that argument, and it can be troubling or upsetting or surprising to some people.
Fishman is not troubled. Instead of focusing on what kids and parents know and do, she says maybe there's an opportunity to change the behavior of doctors or the health system.
Make sure that the vaccination is in stock. Make sure that they know who is due for vaccinations. Send out reminders.
The Centers for Disease Control says girls and boys should get the HPV vaccine around age 11 or 12 to make sure they're protected years before they start having sex. Fishman says doctors are pretty direct when they talk to parents about the vaccines against tetanus or meningitis. The vaccine rate for those shots hovers around 80 or 85%. Fishman says the doctor-patient chat can get wishy-washy, though, when it comes to HPV. Only about 60% of girls nationwide have had their first dose of the vaccine, and coverage is even lower for boys.
A lot of physicians sometimes recommend the other two, and then when it comes to HPV, they're like, well, let's start a conversation about this. This is something we can talk about and explore, and you don't have to get it now. And it's not clear to the patient or the parent that this is a recommended vaccine just like the other ones.
Physicians need to tell people the shots that they need and let them decide if they want it or don't want that, as opposed to sort of like it's a menu at a restaurant. Oh, would you like this or would you like this? I say these are the things they're getting, and then the parent can say, I don't want it.
Hal Bike leads Nemours DuPont Pediatrics in Wilmington. He says doctors at the Jessup Street Health Center present the HPV vaccine with the same emphasis and importance as the other recommended shots.
Her exam looked normal today. The only concern Pearl had is what vaccinations does she need. That's what we need to talk about.
There are three shots in the HPV series, and Pearl Miller got her first dose a year ago. Listen as pediatrician Gina Amoroso speaks with the 12-year-old and her mom.
So I'd like to do the second today. Mm-hmm. There's actually been some recent research that has indicated that the sooner you get the three in, the better protection you have lifelong. So okay. I think we're at an opportune place right now to give her second.
Pearl's okay with that plan until Dr. Amoroso fesses up that the HPV vaccine pinches a little bit more than some other shots.
When he starts sticking in me, like every time I had to go to the doctor, to start hurting. I don't like shots.
You will be fine.
It all sounds pretty routine. Amoroso says it's actually the first conversation about HPV that can be tricky. That's when parents push back and have a few reservations.
The most common is, my child's not sexually active, so it's not something I need to do right now.
Pearl's mom, Carla Miller, did ask a few questions, but she says she believed Dr. Amoroso when she said the vaccine could protect Pearl later in life.
Basically, I had some concerns about it, and they basically broke it down and told me, you know, it really wasn't no worries about it.
My hope is that they have a trust in me from the day they bring me their child. So when they do turn 11, they're looking to me to provide them with the right direction and guidance. It is extremely powerful to be able to prevent a cancer.
In Philadelphia, HPV vaccination rates are lower than health officials hope, but are still some of the best in the nation. The city's improvement plan includes vaccination reminder messages sent directly to the parents of teenagers and providing conversation tips to help doctors talk to moms and dads. For The Pulse, I'm Tanya English.
You're listening to The Pulse.